Guys, I appreciate everyone coming out. Forgive my hoarse voice. It's been a lot of talking on the phone over the last several days once this three-day period opened up. But just want to welcome everybody. This is a big day for the Miami Dolphins. Very exciting day with the addition of Brandon Albert, a 29-year-old Pro Bowl left tackle, a premier player at a premier position. Miami Dolphins, the bar has been set pretty high with Richmond Webb as the left tackle, and but we're excited to bring Brandon Albert. He was always been a targeted guy from the first day I got here. He was the first guy that Coach Philbin and I sat down and watched, and as we continue to do our research and watch more film and talked collectively about him, it was clear that he was going to be the targeted player for us. And obviously, as the negotiating period, we started that process, and I would have to give appreciation to our team. You know, this has been a collaborative effort and a lot of cumulative work from our pro scouting department to our coaches with all their input to our operations that helped in the logistics. Once we had Brandon on a visit last night and had dinner, so many pieces that came together to make this day. And through the negotiating process, it was a great relationship. You know, they're always tough negotiation, but Don Aponte did an outstanding job, and I just appreciate the professionalism and the productive nature with Brandon's representation, Brad Leshnock, Ron Slavin, and Joe Flanagan. It was clear to us that we wanted Brandon here as our left tackle, and then as we had dinner with him last night and had him with our coaches and even had him with a couple players, and probably the happiest person at the at the dinner table was Ryan Tannehill. So he was really excited about the opportunity to have a player of his caliber on our team. And we're excited to add him to the Miami Dolphins. And with that, I'll introduce you guys to Brandon Albert.
How you doing?
Welcome to Miami, the Dolphins. Can you tell us what during these meetings with Dennis and Coach Philbin, what was the biggest selling point for you?
And basically, I'm going to be here to play left tackle and make a difference. And that's the whole thing, reason why I'm here. Make a difference and be the caliber player I know I could be to help this team win and protect the quarterback and make plays, help guys make plays and, get the W's in the win column. It got to be very important. I got to protect his blind side. I think that we all know how important that is, and quarterback got to be upright to do his job, and that's what I'm here for, to protect his blind side so he could produce and do what he's supposed to do.
Brandon, was there any other team that you considered in this negotiation period?
The Miami Dolphins is the team that I wanted to be on, and we got it done, and I'm happy to be here.
Why was that, Brandon?
Because I feel like it's a team that where I could, my talents would flourish and where I could help the most and where I could make my legacy even better as a player. And if I could help this team win, I will try, and things go right, that will help me in the long run with my legacy where I want to be as a great football player.
How eager are you to find out who your starting teammates will be on the offensive line, obviously.
I'm eager, but I'm very confident with the coaching staff and the organization that we'll find the right players that will fit the schemes and fit the mold of what's going on around here. And when things happen, we get to work.
Brandon, there were trade talks last year with the Dolphins. What did you think about that at the time?
I really didn't think anything of it. Everything could be a rumor. Things can transpire. It didn't. I ended up not coming here last year, so I really can't worry about it. I'm just worried about being here now.
At that time, Brandon, there was talk about back issues and stuff like that. Could you talk about where you are with your back?
I'm healthy now. I'm ready to play football, ready to get to work, and that's the most important thing.
What do you see? Obviously, the nucleus of this team is still there. They're making some changes. Where do you see the future of this team? Where do you see the direction of that?
They got a lot of young talent. One of the young talents I like is Mike Pouncey. I'm very excited to be playing with him. I play with three great centers right now in my career. Casey Wigman, Ronnie Hudson, now Mike Ponce. So I know the importance I have at the center, and I'm playing with a great one, and I'm very excited about that.
Can you talk about, you know, coming in here as a leader with everything that happened, the whole locker room scandal?
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel is your responsibility to be a leader in this locker room?
My responsibility is just to come in, be the football player I know I could be and lead this team. I'm not worried about what happened last year or the previous, what was going on. I'm worried about the future of the Miami Dolphins, and it starts today.
How would you describe your game? What's your strongest, your biggest strength up there on the offensive line?
Whoever the best pass rusher is on that Sunday, I block them. That's my job. And protect the quarterback, open up the holes for the running backs. And, you know, I think I could do it all. So.
What are your ties to Miami? I understand you have a home down here. How long have you lived here and what attracted you?
I've been training down here, I say, the last three off seasons. I live downtown Miami, which I probably won't be no more because of the commute. So that's the only reason why I've been down here, just to train with my trainer, Manny Sumner, at Legacy Fit. So now I'm officially a resident here. I guess I got to find a place close to the facility.
Brandon, you know, this offensive line could have four new starters by the time you take the field for opening day. Is that an issue as far as continuity, building offensive line continuity? How long does an offensive line have to be together?
It's important that the offensive line gels. But, you know, you got a guy like I said, Mike Ponce and Brandon Albert, guys that has been around, guys that got good leadership. You know, and you being a good player, you help guys come along. That's part of the job and part of being a great player. You got to bring the other guys along and make sure you gel and listen to the coaches and get things right and try to get things right early and often.
How many people were at that dinner last week?
Nice group of people.
Yeah.
Nice size.
What players were there?
Ryan and Mike.
Awesome.
Yep.